12 precinct, Your Honor. Hold it a minute, ma'am. UFO landed in Central Park. Anybody need any cheering up?
There's nothing funny anymore.
Can't believe a whole shift of cops out with swine flu.
Now, there's a joke in there somewhere. But not for this crowd.
Anybody see the file on hallucinations?
I didn't even know we had one.
Oh, here.
That whole thing is hallucination?
Yeah.
And that's just our precinct. You can imagine how many there are in the whole city, huh?
Be thankful they don't have enough brains to organize.
Nick, we're out of coffee.
That's the last of it. I didn't get a chance to get down to the store.
Well, how are we supposed to stay awake with no coffee?
My grandfather told me an old Oriental trick for staying awake if you had to. You convince yourself that if you fall asleep, you die. Thinking about it keeps you awake.
What happens if you want to go to sleep, but you can't stop thinking about dying, huh?
I don't know. I think that's what opium dens are for.
Well, we have been promised relief at 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock?
Yeah, they're trying to work up a shift out of three other precincts.
Hey, things are really that bad, huh?
Half the plainclothes force is out with the flu.
That's an epidemic.
Not quite. It's not official yet, but close. In any case, they're sending a nurse down from the Board of Health to give us all shots.
Shots?
Yeah, the swine flu vaccine.
You mean, needles?
Look, you're all welcome to use the couch in my office. Anybody wants to take a nap?
Not me.
Barn, how come they don't have pills for that sort of thing?
Medical research hasn't come up with it yet. So all they got is shots.
I mean, needles.
Well, priest and fish. What was that? What? Don't get excited. Honey, what's your name and address?
What's up?
Fella yelling, stop me before I kill.
Hello? Hello?
Married, probably. His name's Skopechny. This is the address he gave me.
A cooperative psychopath. Harris. Well, Joe? Check into that, but be careful.
Yeah, okay, Barney.
Pick up some coffee, huh? 2 pounds, drip grind.
Hey, man, look. I got to go out into the dark streets of this asylum to try to find some wacko who's threatening to go off on a killing binge, and you expect me to remember to pick up 2 pounds of coffee? Drip grind?
Sorry.
Write it down, man.
Here, Captain. Mr. and Mrs. Fuller from Denver.
Okay, thank you. I'll take care of it, sir.
We've been in town 10 minutes, held up at gunpoint. Some vacation. Welcome to New York, Fullers. Stick 'em up, tourists.
It's our first visit here.
I know just how you feel.
We were supposed to take a cruise, but we had to get off of the boat. My wife here gets seasick, so here we are.
Well,
Have a seat, will you? And you can tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I just couldn't keep anything down, not even water.
Captain Miller?
Yeah, right here.
Miss Jackson, Board of Health.
Oh, is that for me?
No, just police officers, inoculations. Is there anything you need?
Just some space and some bodies.
How about over here?
Oh, excuse me. What are the inoculations for?
Swine flu.
Oh, nothing for arthritis.
I'm afraid not.
Never hurts to ask.
We were in a cab on our way from the airport to the hotel when this guy pulls a gun on us.
Wait. Who's this guy?
The cab driver.
And you wouldn't believe it, because he seemed like a very nice person.
That should have tipped you off.
We got everything we had. Luggage, jewelry, cash, even our traveler's check.
Well, at least those are refundable.
Oh, no, they're not, because he got our list of all the check numbers, too.
Carl never mentions that.
Okay, right here, Mr. Fuller. Nick, yeah. Check stolen taxi cabs.
Right.
Sergeant Philip K. Fish.
Yeah.
You're first on the list.
Okay. But these things don't do much good for me.
It could keep you a little healthier.
Compared to what?
Where would you like to get it?
In the arm, for a change. Thank you, Miss Nance.
My pleasure. Captain, you're next.
How was it? Extremely painful.
What are the odds that this thing is going to keep me from getting flu?
What are the odds that those people are going to recover their property?
That bad, huh?
I was trying to pay you a compliment.
Leave the miracles for medicine.
Barney?
Ah!
Got a cab reported stolen yesterday. There's an APB on it, no trace yet.
All right, stay with it.
All right.
I think you're next, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Sergeant Yamana.
Sergeant Yamana.
Yep.
This ain't no city no more, man. It's just one big cuckoo clock.
What happened? Where's Mojo?
Downstairs with that crazy mother called Peckney. It's his suit. $250, and I got dirt and grass stains everywhere.
All right, Harris, I know how much you and your wardrobe have always meant to each other, but what happened?
Look, we chased Kopechne into Central Park, and when we finally caught him, there he was laying on the ground, kicking and growling and clawing at the dirt.
Growling? What the hell is that?
It's Kopechne, Barney. He's a werewolf.
I better put some papers down in the cage.
I tell you, man, I am fed up. I did not become a detective to spend my evenings rolling around in the grass with some Twinkie.
Where's the coffee?
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. Hello there. You must be the nurse.
Walter Howitz?
Hardly.
All right, come on in here. And keep it down, huh?
I really can't help it. It just comes out.
Yeah, sure. Right, is this our man?
Stefan Kopechne, Captain.
Guess what he thinks he is?
A werewolf.
Right. That was him howling down there.
I was hoping it wasn't one of ours.
Thank God you got me. Thank God I'm off the streets.
Sit down.
Aren't you going to lock me up?
Just sit down.
The sooner I'm behind bars, the better off you'll
be. Just sit down, Mr. Kopechne. Just a few minutes, we'll get a little information.
Oh, all right, but we don't have a lot of time. There's a full moon tonight.
So?
You're not Romanian, are you?
Wojciechowicz. Polish.
Well, then you wouldn't understand.
Mr. Kopechne, are you under a doctor's care?
What do you think this is? Some kind of take two aspirin and call me in the morning situation? I'm a werewolf, damn it! Don't you understand?
How are you?
You know, I probably don't even need this. I mean, I'm a very healthy individual.
Quit flexing.
Flex? Who's flexing? It's my natural state.
That's better.
You know, in about 45 minutes or so, I'll be off. And, you know, a couple hours sleep, I'll be ready for almost anything.
I bet you would. I take it you're Roger Howard.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that a date?
No, thanks. Roll up your sleeve.
I'm sorry. I got some important official business here.
Oh, Joe. It'll only take a second.
But Barnum's a dangerous man sitting there.
We could have been finished already.
Look, Hank, those needles don't bother me anymore, and they bother anybody else. I don't want to lose my train of thought, that's all.
Can you do something else until Detective Roger Howitz completes his interrogation?
Sure. How many men you got downstairs?
About 25.
The good stuff's up here on the second floor.
Grab the bag.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Barney, I'm gonna give her a hand, you know, Board of Health.
It's only fair.
Hey.
Occupation. Shipping clerk. They don't even suspect I'm in the office. They think I'm just Kopechne in receiving. Quiet, courteous, somewhat attractive.
Date of birth.
The night of September 13th, 1943. There was a full moon.
I'm gonna lock you up in a cage.
Oh, thank you.
It's now an official epidemic that does us no good here. My men have now been working over 24 hours. I know you're doing the best you can. We'll hang in there. Yes, sir.
Barn, I checked the Peckney for priors. He's clean.
Fine.
Hey, Barn, about that shot stuff.
You better get it quick.
Yeah, I thought I'd just pass.
Pass? What are you talking about? Didn't you just hear? There's an official epidemic.
Barn, I got this thing about needles.
That's because you're tired.
No, it's not.
Well, Joe, you got to get the shot. If you don't get the shot, you risk getting sick and you will subject your fellow officers to the same risk. You gotta get the shot.
I'll faint.
You got a threat?
It's a fact.
What are you talking about? You were in the Marine Corps. You had shots all the time.
Fainted all the time. It was embarrassing. Guys standing around making stupid jokes.
You're gonna get the shot and you're not gonna faint.
Suppose I do.
And you won't hear the jokes.
Barney?
Huh?
Manhattan South. I think they've located the fullest cab.
Oh, wonderful. At least somebody's working. Fish?
Hello, hello.
You all right?
Wonderful.
All right, take the fullers down to Manhattan South.
Why not?
We think we may have located all your possessions.
What? Why, that's incredible.
Just another day in the New York City Police Department.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you, Mr. Fuller.
Likewise, Captain. Come on, Pearl. Pearl.
Yeah. Oh, what time is it?
10 to 12.
Oh, can't we stay just 10 minutes longer?
What for?
I think I saw his eyebrows grow bushier.
Oh.
Nice quiet lunch, an attractive little out-of-the-way,
I don't eat lunch.
Dinner? Breakfast? Dinner and breakfast?
Look, Harris, it happens I think you're a very attractive fella. But I can't get involved.
Well, you ain't trying.
I'm gonna get engaged.
Oh, yeah? Who's the lucky fella?
A doctor named Friedman. Or a doctor named Engelberg. I haven't made up my mind yet.
You couldn't make it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeve.
Can we do it in the captain's office?
Forget it. She's engaged.
Hey, Nick. She's getting married to a Jewish doctor.
Lucky dog.
Sick. Anybody have the time?
We'll before midnight.
Oh, my God.
You feeling all right, Mr. Kopechny?
I don't know. I'm starting to feel strange.
You look fine. Don't you look fine?
I don't know.
Why don't you go take a look?
Not me.
Starting to itch.
Oh, that's normal around here. We...
My legs is wriggling.
No, don't do that. That just aggravates it. Don't.
I feel hot. And my teeth hurt. And my tongue is sweating.
Try not to talk.
I gotta get out of here. I need air. Get me out of the cage.
Hey, look, man, we can't do that.
Let me out of the cage!
How about some water?
I don't want any water! I want to go home! I gotta get some sleep! And then I gotta go to work!
Barney!
Work! Look, I gotta get out of here! I gotta get out of here! That phone call of mine was all a mistake! It was a joke! It was a joke!
Hey, look, man, take it easy, man!
Barney!
Down! It's a police station, not a horror movie!
You're starting to change, I swear.
What change? Get down from there!
Take a good look. Hair is growing out of his face.
It's called a beard. Haven't you ever seen one before?
Not in my family.
We're here for Stefan Kopechny.
Yeah, he's over there.
What's his problem?
He's a werewolf.
Okay, Mr. Kopechny.
Go.
Am I going with them?
Yes, they're going to take you to see a doctor.
It's a waste of time. It's the moon. It drives me crazy.
Something does it to all of us every once in a while. With you, it's the moon. With me, it's the accordion.
Doctors don't know anything about this. It's a very rare disease. You don't see a lot of lycanthropy anymore.
Well, then, somebody must be making progress, wouldn't you say?
I never thought of that.
Good luck, Mr. Kopechny.
Okay, here we go. No biting.
Don't patronize me. I'm cursed. I'm not stupid.
Where's Wojo?
He's in your office getting a shot.
Well, good news, gentlemen. Relief has arrived. You can all go home.
Oh, beautiful.
Excuse me. I'm going to need some cold towels and a blanket.
He fainted.
I'm afraid so.
Okay. No jokes. Hi, Bob. You okay?
Yeah.
You say something?
Hey, look, no jokes, man. Listen, I mean, everybody gets queasy about something. With you, it's needles. With me,
Jewish doctors. Come on, Wojo.
Hi, Barn.
Good night.
Hi, Fish.
Good night. Good night, poor chap.
Good night, gentlemen.
Miss Jackson, thank you for your patience.
My pleasure.
Which way are you going?
Down.
Hey, look, maybe I should walk you to the subway. I mean, it is a full moon and, you know, like that.
Up to you.
Shalom, guys. Never say die.
Fish! Yeah. You can go home now.
You know, it's strange. I think that I'm actually looking forward to seeing Bernice.
Well, then it must be true. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So a little longer wouldn't hurt.
Proper rest can make you happier, healthier, and sexier. So don't watch Fandemonium Weekend Marathons nonstop for 48 straight hours. Take occasional viewing breaks, close your eyes, recharge those batteries. Then tune in for more TV Land Fandemonium. Weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed.